This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday in the afternoon, for a couple of beers, then a game of pool. We used to go to a motel across the street. Then the name of the motel was the Wagon Wheel.
Oh! Leading to Thursday someplace.
I don't know, but I like the vibe.
You do?
Yeah, well, it's good energy to it.
For you, yes. Not bad. Lots of ways of getting. This reminds me of a song. I'm trying to think who did it. It's a song about... It's an English artist, like... The White Wedding. Who did that? Remember that song? Anybody remember besides me?
Billy Idol?
Yeah. Right. That song reminds me of that. So how much of a stretch is that? I guess it's up to you to figure that out. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kushner. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. It's National Toy Hall of Fame Day, the 25th anniversary. You'll have a chance to choose one of this year's inductees. You'll be able to vote on different toys. The Fisher-Price Corn Popper apparently is big.
Interesting. Is that the thing that, like, you push it, and as the wheels go, it makes the little stuff pop up?
I'm not sure, but I'm not an expert. When it comes to toys and my grandchildren, I let my daughter and my son pick the things, and then they're from Gramps. They pick them, I buy them, and they wrap them.
And good to go.
Exactly. Here we go. So they're interesting looking around at some of the things. The damn Transformers, boy. I find those. Is that old-fashioned? The Transformers? I don't like the movies, but I can see how they'd be fascinated. It's almost like one of the Rubik's Cubes, right? Isn't a Transformer... Turn it around,
well,
twist it around.
Well, it's a two-in-one toy where it's an action figure, and it's also a car. And who doesn't like cars and, like, the train tracks and stuff? What other toys are on the list that you can vote?
Let's see here. The pogo stick.
Ha! Oh, good times.
Isn't that interesting? Man, talk about a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled toys. There it is. A lot of people, adults, are looking for... this Christmas, self-care items. I don't know that that's new, though. Do you think that's new? People are asking for more and more self-care, because more and more people, I think, spend time sort of in a self-care ritual, if they're, you know, their face and crepes and things like that.
I think it's more about, like, the benefits of certain things. I also noticed that for whether it's holidays, birthdays, wedding gifts, stuff like that, more and more people are asking for experiences. Experience type of
trips,
rather than like tickets to a baseball game or different things like that. Opportunities to make memories rather than tangible objects.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Thank you for making it. 160 years ago, Charles Darwin published The Origin of the Species. Now, people, because of all the new information. You've heard some of it here over the past, however, I find this fascinating, so I talk about it all the time, all of the things that are coming out when you explore nature, you dig down into the core of the earth, and you understand biology and the complex system that has built our planet and the other planets, the stars, all that stuff, the things that have come, the minerals that we have that we need. They didn't originate here. They originated someplace else. Traveled through space. Asteroids become planets. They become magnets for the gases. And it's fascinating stuff. Anyways, a press release that I'm looking at from Cornell University, the new law of the origin of the species, if that's what you want to call it. The situation that shows a pattern. You know, we're always talking about diversity, we mean it to apply to different sexes and ages and skin colors and that sort of thing. But with these people doing this study, they are talking about the diversity of things, the profound mystery of the cosmos, and how many things are out there that are living or existing together. And I think it's a fascinating way of looking at it. Another discussion of diversity, how diverse the universe is. Mm-hmm. Again, we narrow it down here to fit, to sort of suit our own definition of it. But when you consider the planets and stars, there was something on Jeopardy last night. I was watching Celebrity Jeopardy for a little bit while I was having my dinner. And there was a series of questions on planets. And it was astounding. This was celebrities, so they were TV stars that were on the panel. And it was what they didn't know. The guy from Chicago Med knew more than, I can't remember his name, but he is. He was the best of the contestants. He knew more about this sort of thing. And, you know, you think about these people and, okay, are they different?
Mm-hmm.
Or is a celebrity really different? Or is a celebrity just somebody who's a celebrity because he does something or she does something that the rest
that's
of us
occupation.
Don't do?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. Or some people automatically think that, well, you're a celebrity, so you must be dumb. It's amazing.
Or other way, yeah.
Celebrities are Ivy League.
Yeah. Well, how do you pronounce her name? Mayim
Bialik?
Yeah. She got a PhD in nuclear physics.
Mm-hmm. And I think she, like, also studied as a minor neuropsychology or something like that. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. There's no slouch. Yet, and with that mind, probably easy for her to learn the lines. I think she has a great personality. I enjoy her. I like her.
She's adorable.
Adorable. Yeah, right. Lots. All right, so I don't know whether you find this. I don't want to spend too much time on it because some people don't find it tremendously exciting, and other people think, this is great. I want to know what happened 4 million years ago or 40 million years ago or 4 billion years ago. And then there are those who want to concentrate on seaweed. So you can have your you can have your cake and seaweed and eat it too. I don't mean to. I always find... all the variety of things going on in the world is something worth talking about, but there is some stuff that we kind of have to examine from our own perspective, from Jay's perspective, my perspective, and your perspective, because you're always welcome to comment on any of our social media at Good Day Networks. Certainly do that. There are those who are blaming Israel, the fact that people are trapped in Gaza, and they say there's no place that's safe. You started it. The Palestinians didn't, but your side of the fence is where the trouble started. So if, in fact, you are not happy, what would you do if you were Israel? I guess that's a question, right? Maybe that's a good social media question for us to pose to our listeners, Jay. What would you do if you were governing Israel and you were attacked the way you were? How would you respond? What's the best way to handle the situation? Is that a fair question?
I think that a lot of answers will come from it's a very emotional topic. So
yeah.
I think a lot of people.
So you don't think it's bad because it's too much emotion?
It could be, but it's one. No. It's one of those things that a lot of things are easier said than done, or in a hypothetical sense. Like, oh, well, if I were doing this, I'd do this. But we don't really know unless we're in certain situations. And that goes for any situation.
I suppose. Well, I find it worthwhile at least to think about it because I'm thinking about it, so I pass along my thoughts.
Yeah.
Kind of what it's all about. Yeah. Here's some info from the What's Wrong Department. A Missouri woman fighting to prove that she is still alive after she was declared dead 15 years ago. Wow. Madeline Carthen has been anticipating taking part in Webster University's International Intern Exchange Program back in 2007. She couldn't go. She couldn't graduate. She was denied financial aid. Social Security number listed her as D-E-A-D, dead. So she's been fighting this since November of 2006. So what the heck, how do you fix this? She's getting a lot of media attention these days. That'll probably fix it. Screw up at Social Security. Now, tell me, oh, something screwed up at the...
Showing up like, hi, I'm here. I exist. Yeah. You can see me.
Prove it that it's you. There's our government. Your tax dollars at work. Her name is on the death master file list at Social Security. That's the collection of dead people's S Social Security numbers. Unbelievable. She's there, you dummies. She's in front of you. Fingerprints. Find out, you know, well, how can you prove that it's really you? I can imagine you'd go a little crazy trying to do this.
Well, yes, yeah, just trying to prove that you exist, you're not dead.
Uh-huh. You got to bring another form of identification to the Social Security office to prove that you're not dead.
Like, and it's not like you can be like, well, you prove I'm not me.
Yeah, thank you. She's gotten 6 erroneous death letters in 16 years. What, do you have to go to the president? She got a response. She sent a note to Trump and other government officials, and she got a response, but it didn't fix the problem, so she filed a lawsuit. And then that was dismissed after the government said it had sovereign immunity and she could go jump in the lake. So she can't vote. She can't get a job. She can't pay taxes. So she changed her name. Got a new Social Security number. But she's back and forth, she said. She lives in Missouri, and I guess she spends time in Tennessee. But she didn't have a place to stay because she couldn't get a mortgage. And, wow, what a mess. Huh? Put yourself in her position. Imagine. And the people in her family certainly have been impacted by this as well, right?
Yeah.
Good God, government. All right, here we are at 18 after. Lots to think about, as usual, on Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
After the hour. Gee, I say that every hour, don't I? Time several times during the hour. Might be boring and redundant, but it is 23 past the hour, and I should tell people that it is, just so if they're in a hurry to get someplace, they know it's 23 past the hour.
Because time for us. Yeah, you know what hour you are in, but you might not know the exact minute. Right. Is it the beginning of the hour, the end of the hour? Where do we stand?
People complain all the time to me. Why don't you say it's 23 past 8? Well, because where a lot of people listening to the program, it's not 23 after 8. It's 23 after 8 where I am, and Jay is. It's 23 after 7 where James is. 23 after 6 where Jack Stockwell is. And 23 after 5 where my children are. Okay, so there you go. If you're listening in Hawaii, it's 23 past... 5, 8, it's 3 o'clock in the morning over there. Okay, anyway, let's get to some celebrity gossip. Martha Stewart, who is happily 82 years old, has gone on record as being against appropriate age, appropriate style. She says, I've dressed the same since I was 17. And she's got a lot of people behind her.
Did she dress like an 80-year-old when she was in her teens, or is she dressing like a teenager in her 80s?
She's dressing like a teenager.
She's dressing like an amazing person. No, she looks good no matter what she's wearing.
Yeah, she's taking a shot at people
who say she needs
a dress for her age. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's different for women than it is for men, too, I think, don't you? Really?
I think it's not as much as it used to be, where, like, once upon a time, if you were going to get dressed up, you're wearing a black suit or a navy blue suit. Like, those were your options.
Men have a lot more options now. And I would say the only exception to that probably was when she was in jail. I doubt that she wore the same thing.
She made prison chic look good.
All right. What's the latest on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Find that out after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing in
use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, so this is Taylor Swift. Most people know that that's very recognizable. And now there's the added impact of her being with the football player Travis Kelce. And as you might imagine, there's a poll that's been taken, Jay.
Oh, a poll.
To gauge what people think about these two being together.
And what did they say?
More than half of the people who were polled think that media coverage of the two of them and their relationship is excessive.
Oh, it wow. is. Even they said that.
Yeah.
Even even Travis was like, y'all need to settle down.
Yeah.
It's like when you bring the person you're dating home for Thanksgiving or like some family meals to meet the family, and you're always kind of like give them the talk ahead of time of like, be cool. Don't ruin this for me.
All right. What happened when you brought Ryan home for the first time?
We were friends for a long time before we started dating, yeah.
All right, okay, all right. I'm just thinking of some of the women after I was divorced that I brought home. I never brought anybody around unless I was serious with them because I didn't want the children to be confused.
Oh,
I think that's
right.
A good rule of thumb. All right, well, there it is. Too many Americans think it's overcooked. What do you think of that? 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. In a Birmingham, Alabama courtroom yesterday, Yoron Vandersloot is admitting killing Natalie Holloway after she refused his advances. The 18-year-old Holloway was reported missing in 2005 while celebrating her Alabama high school graduation in Aruba. Vandersloot was recently extradited to the United States from Peru. He will now be returning to Peru. Americans trapped in Gaza. One out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. Despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt, the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have a good day,
dear. It's
going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. I think we can predict Thursdays in this song somewhere. Because it is Thursday, the 19th of October, and we're talking a lot about what's going on. I guess the Gaza thing is on a lot of people, if not most people's, minds. So what about it? Officials are saying that the explosion was caused by a rocket launched nearby. Hamas controls the Gaza Strip. They say the Israelis did it. And the Israelis say, no, they did it. And apparently some Palestinians have said, oops, we did it. 471 people were killed. Oy,
yeah. Man.
So you can see a lot of images and videos and people who don't think for themselves and are following the thoughts of others who are not necessarily objective when it comes to this and the protests then that are happening. There was a big hole in the ground, a big crater there where the missile landed. A lot of satellite imagery shows that this is the proof, right? It shows the missile being fired from within Gaza. So if how do you say, unless you just don't care about the facts, that it was Israel when it was launched, the satellite picture, well, they say the pictures were doctored. Ah, come on. Get a life. Anyway, the Israelis, after Biden talked to Netanyahu, said they would allow humanitarian aid to pass into Gaza from Egypt. That's the first time the gate has been opened from Egypt, and it's from Egypt. Not they don't want any of the Palestinians coming into Egypt, but they will send aid.
Yeah, sending the help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So the blockade has been opened, but otherwise it's pretty much, what, 10 days of this stuff? Oy. Man, oh, man. All right, Jim Jordan ain't getting very far very fast, but then people remind us that it was 15 votes before Kevin McCarthy got in, and are they going to take 15? Is Jim Jordan worth 15 points, 15 votes? No, I don't think he is. So, you know, you look
is
at the...
Is he the only potential at this moment?
At the moment, it seems. You know, people are still talking about Trump, and they're still talking... I don't think they're talking about Scalise at all anymore. But they do, they are talking about McCarthy again. There are, how many votes? He was 17 votes short, so he managed to pick up three by bending. But there were threats, though, against, I don't think that worked. Against, I think it was one, right? Was it somebody from Georgia? Yeah. So this is something that I don't know that people are even connected to, but because it seems to be everywhere, I'll spend a minute on Natalie Holloway. Remember, do you even remember back to 2005 when she was murdered? And now somebody has confessed to killing her.
Well, and this is who has been pretty much arrested numerous times under suspicion, but then charges were always dropped.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and then he ended up killing two other people whom I think he was convicted of after this, and it was some kind of plea deal and something else, like extortion and all of that stuff, he confessed, and he said what happened and how he did it and all of that, and just, it happened back in 2005. Yeah. She was finally declared dead in 2012, and the closure that this family, the mom who has just fought endlessly to get answers.
Yep.
And it was a school trip. It was a class trip. It was a trip with friends, and it just ended so awfully.
Awful, 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 awful. The Las Vegas Aces won back-to-back WNBA championships, edged out the New York Liberty yesterday, 70-69, Game 4. In the final series. So I wonder how many people called 800-419-3684 to get a couple of nights in Las Vegas to go see the Aces beat the New York Liberty. Would you have gone? Would that be a trip that you'd like to take to go see a game?
Yeah,
like
that'd be
that?
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to go to Las Vegas for sure. We were talking about Adele and her Las Vegas residency. There's just so much to do there, and that's why this has received heightened interest. The 3 days, two nights free in Las Vegas. No hook. There's no scam here. All you have to do is call 800-419-3684. Somebody from 541 Travel to answer the phone and get you ready to play. It's easy and fun and good and wholesome because Las Vegas has lots of things for the family. And by the way, there are a few other spots that they are working on there are other places than Vegas that folks want to go. So you just dial that number and say, hey, where else can I go besides Las Vegas? 800-419-3684. All right, some good news. 72-year-old graduated from college with his 99-year-old mother cheering him on.
That is so great.
Sam Kaplan is from Lawrenceville, Georgia. He's had a long resume career over the years, number of careers. But he added a particular late line item, a college degree, to his resume. And so he was in a class with most of the people in the class 50 years younger than he is, across the stage, cap and gown, and his 99-year-old mother was there to see it all, cheer him on. How about that? He graduated from high school in 1969. Didn't really think about going to college. Went right to work. And then over the years, he thought, well, you know, I ought to have a college degree. So he's the first of seven in his family to get a college degree, which is also kind of cool. So congratulations to him. What a neat story that is. And all of the blah, blah that there is in the world, it's kind of nice to have those sorts of things going on. There's a Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam that has shut down this week because there was a Pokemon exhibit. I'm trying to figure out how you connect Pokemon to Vincent Van Gogh. I have to ask my grandson because he's a big Pokemon fan. How in the world do you kind of, Van Gogh didn't ever draw or paint a Pokemon, but apparently it's something that people, exhibits been all around the world, so they chose the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam for its latest stop. But because it was so popular and it wasn't safe, they were worried about what damage. Look at the pictures from there. The people jammed and crammed in, not to see Van Gogh, but to see these cards. And apparently, some of them, one of the reasons, one of the attractions is because some of the cards look like Van Gogh paintings. That appears to be the connection, but I'm good. That's really
my goodness.
Isn't that interesting? Yep.
The craze for Pokemon.
Yep. All right. Uri Geller from Israel, right after this.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
All right, 43 and change at the hour. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and my friend Uri Geller. The Spoonbender, I can introduce him any number of ways, a dozen ways. He's certainly, I don't know whether, as many times I've introduced him, I always wonder whether you like being called a psychic, because a lot of people who don't know any better call you a psychic. I don't think you think you're a psychic?
Well, I prefer to be called a psychic or a mystifier than a magician or an illusionist, you know?
Yeah, mystifier. So, I like mystifier. Yeah,
mystifier. I love mystifier. Listen, Dougie, I just heard you talk about Pokemon and Van Gogh.
Yes.
So you missed the main part here that I'm the only, I know I'm showing off now, but I'm the only living person on this entire planet with close to 9 billion people that is actually a character on a Pokemon card. There is a card called Uri Geller. And I'll tell you how this materialized. 22 years ago, I was in Tokyo, and I entered a department store to buy a present for my wife, Hana. And suddenly, I was inundated by dozens and dozens of children, all shouting, Uri Geller, Uri Geller, and they were all holding a Pokemon card. So I took a card out of a kid's hand, and I was just shocked because my name was on that card, Uri Geller. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, to make a long story short, I sued Nintendo Pokemon in Los Angeles, but the judge threw it out of court. She said, go and sue them in Japan. Meanwhile, I became a grandfather, and I decided to release Pokemon from the lawsuit, meaning that this card was withdrawn for 22 years. If you Google Uri Geller Pokemon and you click on videos, you're not going to believe how many Uri Geller Pokemon videos there are out there explaining the situation, positive, negative, unbelievable. So, yeah, you were speaking to a real-life Pokemon, Doug.
Well, I remember when this was going on. I remember the suit. I remember how annoyed you were that they used your image without your permission. I remember when you filed the suit, and I don't remember some of the nuance of it being dismissed and other things, but I was actually, as I was telling the story about the Van Gogh Museum, I was thinking about you, so it was mental telepathy, because there's certainly other things to talk about with regard to you and what's going on in Israel, but I figured that at some point you'd say something.
Yeah. Yes, and since I released him from the lawsuit, after 22 years, the Uri Geller Pokemon card is back.
Yeah.
It's beautifully designed, and I'm very proud now. It was a mistake, really, to sue them. Absolutely a mistake. But anyhow, in Israel, what's happening is missiles came into Tel Aviv twice. So
today.
The sirens... an hour ago. So we hear the sirens, and we go down under the staircase. Then we hear, after about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, we hear the explosion. And I can tell by the explosion, because it's massive. It's a massive explosion, Doug. It's like you standing next to a tank shooting.
When the dome works, you mean?
When the dome works, it's a different explosion.
Oh.
And when it falls into the sea, it's a different explosion. And if it hits a building, God forbid, which didn't happen yet in Tel Aviv, thanks God, that's also a different sound. So we're getting used to it. And Biden's arrival to Israel was massively important.
Yep.
I believe that now the two aircraft carriers are stationed here, and also today the Prime Minister of England, Sunak, came here, so he showed solidarity with us, and they are ready to help us military wise. Also, the Germans were here. And, they're all worried about a kind of a Middle East war breaking out. Yeah.
So, this is something you've experienced any number of times since you were a youngster in the 60s. This one seems to be lasting longer. Is that just my bad memory? I remember the Six-Day War and some of the others. The Israelis took out the opposition quickly. Do I think this is? Is it me that thinks this is going longer, or is it really going longer than most of the other?
It's not really the length. It's the butchery and the murder and the slaughter of children and babies. The Hamas is ISIS. Hamas is ISIS.
Yeah.
What they've done down there. This is what shocked Israel. But we are now. We are ready, tactically we're getting ready. We want to make sure that when the tanks enter Gaza, etc., we take out the Hamas, command posts and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and we are very, very meticulous and very caring about Palestinian people. We're giving them a route to go down south. Humanitarian. Anyhow, I will keep you posted if you wish every day.
Yep. All right. Uri Geller from his home in Israel with the stories directly affecting him, his family, and the country here on the Good Day program. It's 10 before the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I think most everybody, A, recognizes the theme from Rocky, and also knows why Chuck Curry, our movie man on Movie Moments, wanted to play this, the passing of the man who played Polly in the Rocky films, Burt Young, who always looked, Chuck and I were just talking about this, he always looked old, but he wasn't. He wasn't even that old when he died.
Yeah, only 83, actually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would have been in his 90s. But he actually had over 160 acting credits, both on screen and off. I guess I read he was a former boxer when he was younger.
Yeah.
Nominated for Best Supporting Actor in Rocky I, 1976. Played Paulie in six Rocky movies. I'll tell you a funny story. Like, I love the Rocky franchise, Doug. I love it. And Rocky Balboa, which is the sixth installment, is one of my all-time favorite movies. I put it in my top 25 best movies of all time. For me, I watch that movie at least two or three times a year. I find it extremely inspirational. I just love the reflection of Stallone as Rocky at that point in his life. But in Rocky V, which is the one Stallone does not like, a lot of fans don't like it. I think it's extremely watchable. I sort of like it. But when the movie starts, which is after Rocky IV, when Rocky is a multimillionaire. In the beginning of Rocky V, you find out that Paulie, played by Burt Young, has lost all Rocky's money in bad investments. Mm-hmm. So Rocky goes from a millionaire to back living on the streets of Philadelphia, and Adrian, his wife, working at a pet store again. That's really not believable, but I have to accept it. Now, he sort of self-corrected that to a point in Rocky Balboa. He still doesn't have his money, but he's a little bit better off because he owns a popular restaurant in the neighborhood. But I always thought that was a plot device that was a hard pill to swallow. But anyway, Burt Young was excellent as Paulie in the Rocky franchise. He will be missed.
Yeah, for sure. All right, in a moment, we talk about the new movie that people are talking about being released this weekend, The Killers of the Flower Moon. That's up next here.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
All right, so Chucker, this movie is controversial. I'm thinking, because I've seen the trailer for it, originally DiCaprio was supposed to play the investigator.
Right, they flip parts, yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, right. So anyway, now he becomes the guy who's, along with De Niro, both of them are bad guys. Apparently, the schemes to kill all of the Indians for their oil.
Yeah, it's based on a novel. It's been a few decades, I believe, that novel came out. They optioned they wanted to do a movie for years. 3.5 hour long. It's tracking about $25 million opening weekend, which is a good number. That means there's definitely interest in this movie. You have to have attention span.
They're highly promoted. Very much. It's been very.
Yeah, and well, I think it'll play, probably in a month, it'll play on Apple.
Yeah.
But
is this one of the things, you know, we keep talking about Clint Eastwood still working at 94 or 95, whatever it is.
He's 90.
He's 80.
You could argue. I've said that I think generationally Spielberg is the most definitive director of our generation. Having said that, pound for pound, you could certainly argue Martin Scorsese is the greatest filmmaker of all time. He makes more adult-oriented stuff, done a lot of stuff in gangster world in movies, but what a brilliant filmmaker, very compelling storyteller, a great storyteller.
He's a good storyteller, and the movies are always, with his name.
I mean, no, Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, these are not movies for the faint of heart.
No.
But they're great movies. Yeah. They are great. He has never really made a bad movie. I don't think
is that DiCaprio has sort of added into his resume whatever Scorsese wants him to do, like De Niro. Is there a movie that Scorsese has made that didn't have De Niro in it? I'm trying to think back.
Well, there's been a few, but he did Color of Money with Paul Newman and Tom Green, but mostly those two, majority.
Exactly. All right, Chucker, we'll stand by for another important report from you tomorrow here on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.